Welcome to The Examine, your daily prayer, hosted by Father James Martin and brought to you by American Media, a Jesuit ministry. This podcast is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/examine. That's patreon.com/examine.
I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer that will help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, let's begin with our weekly reflection, which is released every Sunday. For many people, Lent arrives not with a sense of eager anticipation, but with dread. Some people have told me that it calls up memories of previous Lents, when they feel that they have failed in their efforts to do some great Lenten sacrifice or penance. If that's the case, maybe you can see it in a new way. Lent is the period of spiritual preparation that leads to Easter. During Lent, we traditionally follow the three pillars of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Many people do other penances, giving things up, which is a worthwhile pursuit if it helps you to be more loving and generous. Let me suggest a more basic goal. The word most often used in the Gospels for repentance is metanoia, which means a change of mind and heart. Some of that has to do with repentance as we understand the word, but it's more of a reorientation of your life, whether that means being more loving, more generous, more faithful, more trusting, or more open. So this Lent, maybe you could pray not simply for the willingness to give up chocolate, but to become a more loving person, day by day, in your own way. Try to see it as not simply a giving up, but an invitation from God to become the person God wants you to be. Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God, and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind two or three things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things. Anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, one by one. Savor them and thank God for them. Now let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening, around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Now take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing. This podcast was produced and edited by Eloise Blondio. Our executive producer is Eric Sundrup, S.J.
How can Catholic people prepare for this year's election? John Carr and renowned speakers will help us think. Vatican Nuncio Christophe Pierre will help us pray. Register for AUSCP's June Assembly at AUSCP.org.